Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Triple Chalice Tier. Good evening, everyone. This is Rowan here for your midweek reading. Thank you all so much for calling in. Tonight, I'm going to be doing just a 10-card Celtic cross spread to get a general reading on the week and to see what the planets and life has in store for us today. So the cards are already shuffled, and I'm just going to deal them now. Okay, so the current significator position is the Four of Pentacles, and the Four of Pentacles is all about not hoarding your wealth. It's definitely about appreciating it and spending it so that you can grow more. You're being too stingy with your finances right now, and it's not allowing any growth or any savings. You are crossed by the King of Pentacles. Now, I think this card is indicating somebody that's very much at a stable place in their life as far as finances. You know, this is somebody who has a career, has a business, knows what they want to do with their life. And at this point, it's all a matter of allocating the right resources to the right charities or to the right people or the right business ventures. So while it is important to be wise with your money, you don't want to be, like the present significator suggests, stingy or tight-fisted with it. Just get to know whatever resources you're trying to invest in and then spend that way. The overall ruling card for this whole spread is the Ace of Wands, and this is about following your passion, following your heart, things that are very near and dear to you. So definitely look into things that you already have an interest in or things that make you think and really get you going, because that's going to be the best place to allocate your resources to, because then it means that it will grow for you and you'll have more passion in it. The underlying influence of it is the Two of Wands. Now, this is any business venture started in an artistic, or this could be music, it could be theater, it could be art, it could be anything in that vein. It could even be writing. So this is definitely something you need to look into within yourself. I think it means that you've already found what it is you're kind of looking for, or what direction you want to go in. You're just being skeptical about it, and you're not wanting to take the necessary steps towards it. In the past, you have the Magician, which it is a major arcana card. And this card really says that you're someone that's good with your resources. You're somebody that is very resourceful and can definitely make something out of nothing. This is the rabbit out of a hat trick. In my card, it's depicted as a shaman with various tools and trinkets of the art and him invoking up the spirits. So this is definitely someone that, you know, can rally the troops, somebody that can speak to people, somebody that knows where they're going, what they're doing, and how to get it done, essentially. In the Future card, it warns of being too passive with your money, too passive with your business, and too passive in your life in general. It is the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man is all about stagnation. This is my personally least favorite card because I get it all the time. The Hanged Man really warns about not sitting and waiting. It warns about becoming complacent in any given circumstance. You really have to be a go-getter, and you really have to not settle. Just because things are comfortable right now, just because everything's where it ought to be, if you're not happy with something, you need to keep pursuing. You need to keep doing, more importantly, because that's the only way that you can manifest these changes in your life. The Future Significator card is the World. Now, this means that whoever is listening to this and whoever this applies to is taking all of this to heart, and you will see those changes enacted if you listen to the spread. It means that you could have the world. You could have every achievement you'd ever want in your life. You just have to not be so tight-fisted and not be so stagnant, for sure. I'm definitely getting that this is about an earth sign, probably someone who's a Taurus or maybe a Capricorn. Virgos generally tend to be a bit more innovative than the other two earth signs, so I don't think it's necessarily about that. If you are listening and you are an earth sign, thank you so much for listening and for being open-minded enough to take this to heart. I know this may seem out there or off the cusp, but definitely thank you for listening, and I appreciate it. The next card up is the View of Others. Now, this is the Two of Pentacles. So you're somebody that people want to invest in. People see you as being very stable and very grounded, and also somebody that knows how to make a buck, more importantly. I don't know if you've maybe had many jobs in the past, or definitely never go hungry, never go homeless, etc., but this card is saying that people are willing to help you. Don't be afraid to reach out and talk to your friends, talk to your business associates, etc., because they will be there to have your back. Now, the Hopes and Fears card is the Five of Swords. So this is a failure. This is a fear of abandonment. This is a fear of not being able to complete everything that you want done in your life. So definitely, this is something that everybody struggles with. Nobody wants to crash and burn, but sometimes that's a part of life, you know? I don't get the sense that your fear is founded in this. It's definitely a positive reading. It's definitely a positive spread. So just work on it within yourself. And keep in mind that it's only life after all. And it doesn't seem like you're the type of person who has to break neck a lot, as the case were. In the final outcome card, it's talking about temperance. That's the last part in the overriding card for this spread. It means to be judicious in your life, in your love, etc., but to ultimately enjoy it. Do things in such a way that you're happy about it, not just you feel like you have to do it, have to do it, have to do it. Temperance is all about aligning the proper forces within your own universe. It's about not starving one to feed the other, but making sure you can feed all and not deplete yourself in the course of action. Thank you all so much for listening. If you have any questions, please direct it to Triple Chalice Tarot on our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, etc. We love to hear from you, as always. Please stay tuned this Saturday, where we're going to be talking about the Wand Suite. Thank you so much.